Is the Old Testament Binding? By Nathaniel Burson. Is the Old Testament binding? Can we trust the words of the Old Testament without reservation? And how can you be sure? Most of the world has done away with the Old Testament completely. They don't even have the Old Testament in their Bibles. And if you quote the Old Testament, they'll say, "Oh, well, that's Old Testament. That's all done away with. That doesn't apply to us anymore." Friends, is this true? Is the Old Testament really a worthless book of stories and history? Or does it have a real value as a vital part of your salvation? And how can you tell? First of all, I need to point out that your preacher never shows you any proof that Jesus did away with the Old Testament. The best you ever see is this scripture, 2 Corinthians 3, verses 14 and 15. But their minds were blinded. For until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. This scripture, by itself, might appear to condemn the Old Testament as worthless, but you must read the context if you truly want to understand what the Bible is saying. If you keep reading, you'll see that it doesn't say that at all. Verse 16. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. When it, that is, their heart, shall turn to the Lord, then the veil covering the Old Testament from our eyes, shall be taken away. So the fault isn't with the Old Testament at all, but with the fact that their heart is blinded because of their sins. And when they turn to the Lord, the veil will be removed, and they will understand. See Matthew 13, verse 15. And then there are the scriptures that say that the sacrificial law of Moses was done away. This is certainly true, but this simply means that parts of Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy don't apply to us. But certainly, the rest of the Old Testament is still as binding as ever. Get this straight. You cannot do away with the Old Testament. Over two-thirds of your Bible without clear, solid proof from the Bible. And, as I'm about to show, no proof exists. In fact, at every opportunity, Christ and the apostles both quoted from and encouraged the reading, applying, and understanding of the Old Testament as a vital, integral part of salvation. Yes, salvation is possible through the Old Testament alone. Oh, I know that probably makes you angry, but I'm just quoting it. They're not my words. Your Bible says it, but you've never heard anyone say it, have you? Well, read the plain words of the Apostle Paul, instructing young Timothy in being saved. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. And that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Remember, this was written in the middle of the first century, scarcely 30 years after the crucifixion of Christ. And Timothy had known these scriptures from a child. There was only one set of scriptures in existence when Timothy was a child, or even when this was written, and that was the Old Testament, the Law and the Prophets. I want this very clear. Paul told young Timothy that he had known the Holy Scriptures, the Old Testament, which was able to make him wise unto salvation. And not just any salvation, but unto salvation through faith. And this was from the Old Testament. If you can show me where the Bible says the Old Testament has been done away, so much as one verse saying it, then I might agree that it isn't binding on us today. But Paul says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. He says that all Scripture, that all of the Old Testament, was inspired by God and is profitable. Not to be thrown away, but profitable, valuable, priceless to you for correction, for doctrines, and for instruction in righteousness. Now I think that's pretty clear myself. Are you willing now to re-examine your beliefs? Are you willing to accept that all of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, has been inspired by God and every single word must be put together and explained and obeyed as a command of God Almighty? Despite this, some will counter with this scripture from Luke. Luke 16, verse 16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. Again, if you were to read just that scripture, if that were all the Bible said here, then it might give you some pause for thought. But it's not. Read the very next verse. Verse 17. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. This isn't saying that the law and the prophets, that is, the Old Testament, was worthless now. It is still profitable for instruction, correction, and reproof. Indeed, the heavens will die before one period of the law dies. Matthew 5, verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And so the entire, quote, Christian world today thinks that Christ came to do away with that musty old law, and the Old Testament with it. But he said, do not think that. Whom will you believe? Your friends, the crowd, your preacher, or your Bible and the words that came from the mouth of your Savior? Matthew 5, verse 18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Today's preachers teach that the law isn't important, that breaking the commandments doesn't matter at all. And yet Jesus said that a man who does that, who breaks the commandments and teaches others to do the same, shall be the least in the kingdom of heaven. He will be at the very bottom of the heap, because he has not only disobeyed God, he has encouraged others to do it as well. And finally, one last point. I want to show you the example of the Apostle Paul. Most, quote, proofs that the Old Testament isn't binding today are attributed to Paul. But is that really what he said and really how he felt? Or is it one of the biggest hoaxes in the world today? You decide. Acts 28, verse 23. And when they had appointed him a day, there came many unto him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. When Paul was dealing with people, teaching them salvation through faith, as he did Timothy, where did he quote from? Did he have a pocket Bible with Psalms, Proverbs, and the New Testament? Oh no, he taught them from the law of Moses and from the prophets. He taught them from the Old Testament, because it is profitable to you, and it is profitable for salvation through faith. 1 Peter 1, verses 24 and 25. For all flesh is grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. For more articles, please visit www.thesimpleanswers.com. You may send any questions, comments, complaints, or suggestions to us at questions@thesimpleanswers.com. Thank you for listening.